This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's your point, Jennifer?
I don't have a point, Dougie.
Really? Why are you here then?
I don't know. No other place to be.
Really? At 4 o'clock in the morning, California time. Kenny, 4 o'clock your time. What's your point?
I wasn't aware I was supposed to have a point.
Really?
You told me.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you're just blunt. That's my line. I'm just blunt. What's your line? 888-302-3684. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. McFadden will be along in a few minutes to attest to the wintry weather. Although, Michael, temperatures there, as I think they are here, about 10 degrees warmer than they were this time yesterday, right?
Doesn't feel like it.
Doesn't it really?
Let me see.
stick your finger out the window. See what happens. The winter weather, enough already. Come on.
31 right now.
Yeah. Yesterday it was 20-something. I think I remember Richie said 23 when he got in. 5 feet of snow in some areas. Buffalo. Another reason not to want to be. No wonder Meredith moved here from Buffalo. She came here because she wanted to get rid of the snow and she wanted to meet me. How's that? Pretty good, huh?
What does she like the best? I bet it's you, Dougie.
Of course. Is there any contest? Although, looking at the weather, talking to her daughter there, another 20 to 30 inches of snow south of Buffalo today. Can you imagine the undertaking clearing the streets off? 6,500 tons of snow have been removed from city streets and highways. Where do they put this stuff? They bring it to areas that are close to water, so when it melts, goes into the water.
Slides right in.
Here's something that I have wondered often. You know, in most areas, not all, where there is ice and snow, they spread salt and other chemicals on the roadways in order for them to be safe to drive on.
Mm-hmm.
So those, as they are applied, as they melt the snow and the ice, the water goes into the storm drains. The storm drains drain off into the rivers. The snow, when it is collected and brought by truck to these large parking lots and areas where they dump the snow in order for it, when it melts, to go into the waterways. So with all these chemicals and the salt stuff in it, how come the EPA doesn't get all over the state and federal workers and governments that are applying this stuff to the highways? Does that seem a little hypocritical to anybody beside me? Think about it for a second. All that garbage that they put, the chemicals they put on the highways to keep them from freezing over, they're pretty potent things. Pretty
potent
stuff.
Yeah, it'll ruin your car, doesn't it?
Yeah, it eats away the metal in your car. What's it doing to the waterways? And they're all trying to chase the farmers around for a little crap that goes into their water, which is basically organic anyway. There's nothing about these chemicals they put on the road that's organic, I'll tell you that.
Okay, so I have a question for
you.
Yes,
the question is,
would you rather put your tongue on a pile of organic cow excrement or put your tongue on some of the salt they sprinkle on the road?
Those are my only two
choices. Those
are
your two options. Looming death, or you either put your tongue into a pile of organic cow excrement,
right,
or road salt.
Organic.
I tell you right now, I'm going to go with the road salt.
You are, really? Not me.
You're going to put your tongue into a cow pie?
What? But the other stuff will kill you quicker than the cow pie will.
You know, I'm going to take my chances.
Really?
Pretty sure, yeah.
What kind of situation would
you
make?
What would you pick,
kind
Ken?
Of choice?
Ken, what would you pick?
Yeah, Kenny, go ahead. I dare you.
Come on.
Oh, my God.
We've all played.
Death. I'll choose death.
You can't have death. That's not an option.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next.
Love those games.
The National Security Agency, otherwise known as the NSA, home of the boobs, has been debating spy programs apparently for years and years and years and years. agency executives have been arguing about how to expand on these. Apparently, it all started with foreign spying. The agency, however, wanted to extend the surveillance to Americans and to what was going on here in America. So the dissenters who didn't agree that that ought to be the case were basically overruled and in most cases fired. And they went down the road that they've gone down. So that now the NSA knows everything about everything and has broken so many laws, everybody that's an executive in the NSA should be in jail. That's not the case, however. They're still fiddling and faddling with what to do there because we have to protect America. Really? Who protects America from America? Who protects me from the NSA?
We're not allowed to protect ourselves.
Oh, I see. Okay. We leave it to the government because they know all.
Right.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
You know how it goes.
I do know how it goes. Matter of fact, don't much like it either. Children and toys. There will be from now on, you can see it every single day, more and more emphasis on Christmas and children. For example, there is a toy called the Catapencil. Have you seen that?
C-A-T-A-P-E-N-C-I-L,
the Catapencil. It's a pencil with a miniature slingshot. A Catapencil. So you understand Cata? Pencil has a slingshot-style launcher on its end. Why in the name of God is this thing being produced and being... Who would purchase this? What parent, what Maroney would buy this and think it was cute for the children to have a pencil with a slingshot on it?
Well, it wasn't that like a toy, like back in your youth, you know, back in the olden days, that's what you guys played with slingshots, right?
You guys?
You boys.
I didn't have a slingshot. But I know a lot of people who did. Yes, that's true.
Wasn't
but
it? I mean, that
they were
like...
made out of a twig from a lilac bush. You take
right.
a twig and you put a rubber
own.
Band and you make your own. And if I was caught with it, I was sent to detention. Or I would get the hairbrush or something. They are dangerous people. I remember when I was a kid. Now that you bring it up, I haven't thought about this for years, Jennifer. I remember somebody in high school losing an eye.
You always hear about that one guy that lost an eye.
Well, but here's what happened. I mean, now this is all coming back to me. The kid that was being cute used the rubber band in the slingshot, put a pencil in the slingshot, and aimed it at this guy in his English class. Hit him in the eye. Psh, gone. So are we being too protective? I suppose that's the other question here. Because of the existence of things like this, and now, you know, the government gets involved, is unfit for... I don't need the government to tell me that. I would like to think that people are smart enough to look at it and say, you know what, this is probably not something good to get. But yet it's one of the fastest selling Christmas items around.
Mm-hmm.
These the parents who let their kids play football are buying this, or what? Who's buying this?
I don't know who buys it. I think people that just want to, I don't know. I don't know why they're making a resurgence, but I have seen the slingshot in several gift things. In fact, I was reading a magazine, a girl's magazine, what did I tell you, Glamour, the other night?
Yeah.
And they had like a gift section, what to get people for Christmas, and there was a like a old-fashioned slingshot in there.
Right. For
whammo.
Girls? For girls?
For boys, actually.
Really? Hmm. Oh, well, I find this... Distracting, distressing, frankly. That means it's time for a good commercial. Everybody brightens up when I do my commercials.
Yes.
Do you have your cat near your microphone?
No, why?
Cat? I thought I just heard a purring.
Kitty's in the other room, no.
Kitty. Folks, as you grow older, I was looking at the obituary from Mike Nichols, who died at the age of 83. Every day, we all know that there is going to be an expiration of two or three or four, perhaps people that you know. Under the circumstances, the body that you have is losing its hair. If you're losing your hair prematurely, perhaps you might want to try a product called Provia, which is a natural hair therapy that cleanses the pores in your scalp, allows the follicles of hair underneath your scalp to start growing again. Voila, you've got your hair back. That simple, that easy, that cleansing. It's a graceful way for you to get your hair back. Fuller, thicker hair, promised. when you call 800-525-8319, you'll get the scoop on Provia. 800-525-8319. Order it now and get an extra month's supply of Provia. Tell them Doug Steffen sent you when you call 800-525-8319.
You'll find big names at even bigger savings when you shop late Friday and early Saturday at Kohl's.
I'm coming home to you.
Like 10 to 50% off, plus an extra 20% off all toys from Fisher-Price, Playtool, Barbie, and more. Take 30 to 50% off all watches from Bulova, Seiko, Timex, and more. Save extra on kitchen electrics, too, like Keurig, KitchenAid, and Nutribullet. Plus, visit Kohl's.com to get an extra 20% off friends and family packs. See store at Kohl's.com for details. Find your yes. Kohl's.
Honey, I had a premonition about Black Friday.
Let me guess, long lines and tons of people.
Nope, I saw great deals at Staples.
Were you on Staples.com when you had this vision?
I don't recall, but it was clear as day.
Uh-huh.
Blowout prices on laptops and headphones. You got me a tablet.
Did I?
Yeah, we were in, out, and home in time to have breakfast in bed.
You saw all that.
You made omelets.
Omelets.
Have a stress-free Black Friday at Staples. Go to Staples.com for deals and coupons good on the hottest tech gifts all week long. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
Cindy Schild is with us now here on Good Day, senior manager for the American Petroleum Institute. And this organization has, as you can imagine, a position on the Keystone Pipeline. What do you think of the vote, Cindy?
It was certainly disappointing. It was a handful of senators that really were voting against the will of the American people. Seeing time and time again the vast support that the Americans provide over three-quarters or up to three-quarters of the American people really want this pipeline built. So it was a missed opportunity.
So is this just politics as usual?
It really is. You know, we've heard that this isn't about politics, but it's about politics clearly. It's clearly not about the merits of the pipeline, about the energy, national, and economic security that this pipeline would bring to consumers.
Well, one of the things that is a question is, it's Canadian oil, it's not American oil, but I guess there's a way of getting American oil into the pipeline here and there. One of the things that I got a kick out of were those who opposed it said it was going to hurt the environment. Doesn't make any difference where the oil comes from. We're still going to be burning it in our cars till something else is put in. So what difference does it make where it comes from?
You know, you hit on a very, very good point and something that's often missed when some of this, the arguments can occur in sound bites, as often can happen in the media at times. And it is absolutely correct that about 10% of the oil on the pipeline will be picking up domestically produced oil in the plains. And again, we're adding value by bringing it two refineries in the United States.
The speciousness of the argument that it will create an environmental disaster, how is that when you figure there's no energy involved in the pipeline moving the oil from Canada down to the port, and yet all of the locomotives that haul these tanks after tanks after tanks on the railroad, look at all of the pollution that comes from the diesel engines. What the heck are these people talking about?
You know, there's been great strides to improve some of the emissions, whether you're talking about at the facilities, in the refineries, or in the cars. However, it doesn't matter what crude oil you put into the refinery. Right. You have to meet the same specifications in the fuel as well as during the refining process. It's all the same. And 70 to 80% of the emissions that come from that pipe are all the same, regardless of the crude.
Cindy Show from the American Petroleum Institute here on Good Day.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. This Thanksgiving, let Sam's Club help you whip up a delicious feast for less. Come in for mouth-watering fresh turkey, just 99 cents a pound, and 35 cluster-baked dinner rolls, just $3.98. Finish off your meal with velvety smooth 12-inch Daily Chef pumpkin pie for only $6.98. That's the recipe for a memorable Thanksgiving meal. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Rehab, I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no, no, no.
I suppose this song has more meaning once you figure out who is singing it. The only time this lady had a pop music tune making it to the top of the charts during this week in 2007, this song called Rehab by this English singer-songwriter went to the top of the pop music charts. You know who she is? Call us now at 888-302-3684 and we'll send you a CD with a bunch of one-hit wonders on it. May or may not include this. But this lady has a sad story. The story is sad about her. Let's listen to a bit of the song, see if you get enough of a clue from just listening to the song to identify her at 888-302-DOG.
But I know it's gonna come in a
She should have gone to rehab.
Yes, she should have. You know, I became more appreciative of her after she died, listening to some of the music. I never paid any attention to her because she so turned me off with her lifestyle and her looks.
Yeah.
But there was something.
This is a great song. I mean, listen, she kind of did the Wall of Sound deal.
Yeah. Yeah, well, what attracted me to her in terms of music was the album she did with Tony Bennett. Remember that just before she died? All right, crank this up, Michael, will you? Story of this lady who grew up as a child playing with her older brother's guitar. At 14, she bought her own guitar and began writing songs. Her greatest musical influences, she said, were Billie Holiday and the Ronettes. What an interesting combination.
It's evident, though.
Yeah, when
actually
you look at her, she looked like Ronnie Spector a lot. Her voice often sounded like Ronnie Spector's or Sarah Vaughan's. In 2008, she won Grammys for Best New Artist of the Year, Record of the Year, Song of the Year, Best Female Pop Vocalist of the Year, Best Pop Vocal Album of the Year, and Album of the Year. She had to perform on the Grammy telecast via satellite from London, as her visa was not approved for her to come to the United States. Later, she became a huge supporter of the breast cancer awareness movement, several other causes. Her last recording was the songs that she recorded with Tony Bennett, Body and Soul. Her music, known, but that wasn't the only reason that she was known. She had a lot of problems with drug and alcohol abuse. Died in July of 2011 at the age of 27 of alcohol poisoning. She sold tens of millions of albums, but never had another pop single hit in the U.S. I think this is a fairly easy one. 888. Where are we here? 888-302. Doug, I'm looking around to see who is where. Where is that first caller from Arizona or Arkansas? That's Arkansas. All right, let's talk to Ron in Franklin, yeah. Arkansas. Hi, how are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Well, thank you for asking. So, what do you first tell us who this is, and then let's talk about her. What's her name?
Amy Winehouse.
Is Amy Winehouse. What did you think of her singing? Were you a fan when she was live?
Yes, yeah. And I really liked her singing.
Yeah. So, what did you think of her lifestyle? What, did that influence you at all in how you looked at her music?
No, to each his own.
Interesting, yeah. Well, yes. It's sort of sad, though. I guess maybe that would be the only thing it is. It's not my business, not your business, how she lived her life. But I will tell you, it's very obvious she had talent. My God. And isn't it a sad thing when people have so much talent, they somehow it gets lost. The parents don't pay attention or friends don't pay attention. All right, Ron, good job. We'll send you one of our CDs of the One Hit Wonders. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, a pet's life, like a human's, needs balance. A little excitement, a lot of love, and an interesting outlet for various emotions. The pet needs variety, too. A new trick or skill every once in a while, just for the sake of knowing something different, and an appreciation of new things and people, just because they are there. When you treat your pet as a family member, you'll start noticing a lot of things you've never saw before. And just as you see your family relationships change and grow over time, so will you see that pet in your life develop and learn. A family is pets plus people, all existing in a symbiotic balance. The more you understand about this relationship, the more you give yourself, the better you can understand your pet. The two of you have lots of love to give to each other. If you never hold back, you will receive more rewards, emotional and psychological, than you can possibly imagine from the dog or cat who shares your life. And when you truly love and trust one another, there are no limits to the happiness. And don't forget, plenty of hugs and kisses for your pet. Your pet's a part of the family. It's not just a family pet anymore, folks. It's part of the family. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This report is brought to you by the National Mining Association. The U.S. should reduce its dependence on foreign minerals to create jobs and strengthen national security, according to a survey of more than 400 manufacturing executives. 95% say they're concerned the U.S. takes too long to approve permits for new minerals mines. On average, it takes 7 to 10 years, nearly 5 times longer than countries with similarly strict environmental regulations. That lag puts the country's manufacturers in a vulnerable position. Harry Moser of the Reshoring Initiative.
Minerals are vital to a broad range of products and technologies that make U.S. companies world leaders in innovation, propel our economy, and allow our industries to compete globally. Right now, we rely on foreign countries for more than half the minerals our manufacturers need. Strengthening the domestic mineral supply chain is a great way to support the reshoring trend.
The survey shows that a stable domestic supply of the minerals and metals vital to a wide range of products is a top concern for U.S. manufacturers.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 120 26-serving, 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Happy hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Max McFadden, he's stuck in traffic. There's no snow and
some kind of accident or something. Nah. I think.
Come on, that's just a bunch of baloney. Jennifer's here on time, and that's important. Kenny's here on time, that's important, and we're at it. Lots of conversation today about a report emanating from UNORC City. Dateline
UNORC City.
UNORC. Federal aviation authorities investigating reports of drones.
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 All right, I'm out.
Flying around JFK. The FAA said that at least three commercial pilots reported seeing drones while trying to land at JFK over the last couple of days. Please, this is nuts. Listen to this. Delta Airline Flight 838, 737. Virgin Atlantic Flight 9, 747. JetBlue Flight 320-something or other. Spotted drones about 2 miles from the land from the runway as they were landing. Evasive action. So, you're on a plane, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Landing at an airport, look out the window. I think of this when I'm landing at JFK. I love coming into JFK, see all of the valley, and I look at Jennifer's house when I'm landing. It's got a great big red
X. You
see
my house at JFK?
No, at LAX.
At LAX.
Yeah, right. Okay. No, not at JFK. And so you land, you look around. I'm just thinking of if you look out the window and you see one of these things, some of them are round, some of them are square. So they have different shapes and stuff. but they're all over the place, and there's no regulation on them. Mm-hmm. So you don't think that some jet landing in an airport is going to suck one of those things into their engine?
Yep. Hey, it happens to birds. It'll happen.
Right, that's what I'm saying. There are birds. Who's flying these things, and what are they doing up there?
You got it.
When the reports came in, the police took helicopters to investigate, but by the time they got there, the drones were gone. And so they're not going to investigate any further. Not the first time pilots have claimed to have had close calls with drones. Alitalia says there was a remotely controlled small aircraft that came within 200 feet of the plane when it was landing. But of course, the government, right, Johnny on the spot, is now preparing to see if they come up with regulations for the commercial use of a drone. Jennifer bought her father a drone for his birthday. That's not a commercial.
Dad doesn't know yet.
Oh, he doesn't? Oh, he's not listening, though, is he?
Oh.
Spoiler. Spoiler alert.
He's not awake.
Oh, he can sometimes be awake.
No, he's not awake. I put him to sleep. Sorry.
There is not a secret that you can.
No, you didn't. Just play. I'm sorry.
Loose lips, pink chips.
It played into the story. I could have said somebody else did something, but
a friend of mine. For God's sake.
Okay. Wow.
Make sure I get you my Christmas present. You should ruin that for everybody, too.
Hey, Mike, how you doing? How's your back?
Nobody's listening. No. Meanwhile, my father is up at like, all weird hours of the night.
Okay, well, anyway.
Well, you know.
The funny thing is Kenny was listening to the conversation that Jennifer had with me. I'm not going to belabor because he's probably not awake, and I don't want to get everybody upset with me any more than they normally are. Oh, God.
Surprise, buddy.
I think what you should
know
do.
That was coming.
Well, he wouldn't let on if he was listening anyway.
Oh, yeah, he'll tell me today. He'll go, I know what you're getting me for my birthday.
he'll probably call in.
I know. Before.
Hi, Mike, if you're listening, help
Daddy,
yourself.
Daddy, if you're listening, call.
Daddy, 888-302-3684.
Gosh.
Oh, my God. That's
you know
almost
what?
As funny.
Wait, what are you getting Meredith for Christmas?
Okay.
Don't okay. worry, I won't tell anyone.
I have to tell you this Meredith story. Sheesh. Now that I'm onto it. So where Meredith's going through the house like
something?
A hurricane. She's cleaning out everything, throwing old stuff away. She can't stand a lot of my old clothes. So they're gone. She's giving them to Goodwill or Salvation Army, whatever she does. And so the other day we're going to a formal wedding in Chicago on the weekend. And we dug out my old tuxedo. And it has a red cummerbund. And, of course, that's not acceptable these days. Apparently it never was, but I didn't know that. But she said, you don't wear red cummerbunds. So I said, okay, we'll give it away with all the other clothes we're giving away. So somehow or other.
Did you give away a red cummerbund?
Say what?
Why is she making you give away a red cummerbund?
Well, because it's not, red cummerbunds are not in style, apparently.
They're not. Okay, I didn't
right.
know.
No. So I said, we put it in the pile of things that we're giving to the homeless.
Because, yeah, they need red cummerbunds.
Exactly. So she looked at me and she says,
you know,
we're going to give a red cummerbund from a tuxedo to the homeless. Oh, my God.
At least you know which one's going to be wearing it. He's the only he's the best dressed homeless guy in all of Framing.
It was really, that was.
Right.
Give the cummerbund. We laughed and laughed and laughed. She was in bed. We just laughed. I'm giving a cummerbund to a homeless person.
Good for you. to go with their nice Tully t-shirt and your old corduroy.
The old corduroys. Right. Go with the corduroys are getting in the neck, too. Boy. A lot of the old stuff. My old plaid pants. Whew, gonzo. Old plaid jacket. None of that stuff. All right, so anyway, a couple of good laughs.
Old plaid jacket. God love Meredith. Thank you, Meredith, for cleaning that junk out.
The president. What?
You had a plaid jacket?
I did, in fact.
Wow.
Anyway, so the president of the United States, and not to, I mean, we have lots to laugh at. Maybe we should be starting a chuckle on this one. Long-awaited immigration plan on the air tonight. Do you want to give us some details of that in the television report?
Oh, gosh, I would be honored.
Would you?
This is going to be great.
Yeah, a lot of people are looking forward to this. This is big.
I'm setting my DVR right now so I don't miss a minute.
All right, talking about clothing, there is, this is something else that we've sort of come across as the weather got cold quickly here. I'm not a big fan, you know, I don't like to be in the cold weather, and that's why I go to California. So with the work on the farm continuing, I'm out trying to stay warm. I got some new
wearing
boots.
Wearing your cover bun.
Well, yeah, I should wear a cover bun so I keep my waist warm. But I have these new gloves, but my hands still get cold. So we found this new electronic clothing. Have you seen it?
No.
Electronic clothing, battery-powered electric gloves, vests, long johns, that sort of thing. And I saw something, Kenny, in the consumer electronics realm that I thought was interesting. Because of my newfound interest in these so-called smart garments, or as they say here in New England, smart garments. The fact that garments with this embedded electronics, the idea of people buying them, they're supposed to be very big in the next year or two. That could be part of the problem. Yes, the largest segment of the wearable fitness market, and also in this circumstance, the warmth department, market research firm Gartner, G-A-R-T-N-E-R, forecasts smart garments will represent 26 million of the 91 million wearable electronic fitness devices, which will be shipped worldwide in the next year or two. Wow. That's big business, isn't it? It's all, and it's something that was discovered by, I love these things, discovered this is something that some backyard guy in his basement or the garage figured out how to do, and now they're becoming a very popular item. Okay, Michael, all right. All right, let's get to what Jennifer is drinking at the moment and what lots of you are drinking at the moment. That's BuzzBox Coffee. BuzzBox Coffee. You can get free coffee by calling 866-456-7805. Not just any coffee. Not that crud that you get at the local store or the convenience market or wherever you go to some of the big name places. No, this is really good coffee. And the whole thing starts with the smell, the aroma, right?
You get so good.
And before you even make it, you have the smell that comes when you open up your mailbox.
Your doorstep, it's so good.
Yeah, right. 866-456-7805. Take Michael Fortier's word for it. He's drinking it in the studio in Washington. Jennifer's drinking it in her studio in Los Angeles. You could be drinking it at your home. I know a lot of radio stations listen to this program who have signed up for the program as well. BuzzBox Coffee, coming from the areas in the world that are richest with Arabica coffee, which is the best kind of coffee. No acids, none of that stuff. 866-456-7805. BuzzBox uses the top 1% grade Arabica coffee. It comes to you directly. You have regular shipments. Maybe you use a pound a month or something. I don't know. How much coffee do you use in the course of a month, Jennifer?
About a pound a month.
Pound a month. Okay. So you get monthly deliveries of this coffee, starting with your first bag free. And then you'll be hooked when you smell it and you taste it. 866-456-7805. So get away from the humdrum of the normal routine you have for coffees and get on the BuzzBox bandwagon, the official coffee of the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Check out the big orange box right-hand side of most of the pages at DougStephan.com.
Right now, you're thinking about the car in front of you that left its blinker on. Blink, 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 blink for the last 5 miles. Well, snap out of it, because what you should be thinking about is switching to GEICO and saving hundreds of dollars on car insurance. You can access GEICO online, over the phone, or even on the mobile app, and it's so easy you can do it in the blink of an eye. See what I did there?
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit GEICO.com today.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
The risks to your money have never been greater. Don't Bank on It is a hot new book which exposes 20 major risks. Here's the first three shocking risks covered in this book. Number one, under current law, you don't own your own bank account. Your deposits are an, quote, unsecured asset belonging to the bank. What you own is an IOU. Number two, the FDIC only has enough reserves to cover 7% of the total deposits they insure. Number three, today cyber criminals can instantly steal your savings, identity, and credit. No wonder so many Americans have been hoarding cash and gold. What more can you do to save your life savings? Well, call 800-BUY-COIN, that's 800-289-2646, and request a free copy of Don't Bank on It, a $20 value free. Don't wait. Call 800-BUY-COIN, 800-BUY-COIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com/free.
How much time a week do you spend watching TV? More than you probably should? What if you could cut back just a fraction of that time to do something that could change your life, like learn another language? If learning a language appeals to you, you're listening to this station at the perfect time. Because Rosetta Stone is celebrating its Language for Life event with a life-changing offer. We're offering every caller an absolutely free demo. Yes, a free demo. To try your free demo now, you must call 1-800-954-9825. With Rosetta Stone, nothing stands in your way to learning a new language. No books, rote memorization, or boring drills. Quite simply, it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. There's never been a better time to get started. Participate in the Language for Life event with a free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-954-9825. For your free demo, call 1-800-954-9825. 1-800-954-9825.
This is Ann.
No good.
From the bakery to the market, morning after morning. For Ann's restaurant, the best special starts with today's freshest catch. That's why she stops at Exxon and Mobil for fuels that help her engine run cleaner, smoother, and with better fuel economy. Because Ann's already got enough on her plate.
Order up!
Ann is energy. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more information.
All right, Jen, where's the theme, Richie, for our television report? Time for us to look at the present world of television. I wonder about the future of television, Jen.
It'll be on our devices, Dougie.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, I mean, TV sets, the shocking figures are in on TV set sales, and they're way, way down. People are using iPads. They're using all their devices. Meredith watches the soap operas on her little iPhone in bed.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't know what you can see, but this is not a good year for television sales. That is actually for the sale of television sets. So what do you think the future of television is? Be interesting to shake, rattle, and roll that around as we talk about some of the things that are practical in TV news today. I don't think we have to reiterate the stuff about Bill Cosby, do we?
I don't think so. Well, you know, obviously there's been a lot of people, you know, dissolving their relationship with him, and the latest is TV Land. TV Land has pulled the Cosby Show from its lineup in lieu of all of these allegations of sexual assault against Bill Cosby. So NBC's dumped him, Netflix has dumped him, now TV Land pulls him. This is really bad for Bill
Cosby. End of the road for Bill Cosby.
Yeah. Now, some good news, I guess, if you're a fan of the current form of mation of the Today Show. There was a rumor yesterday, and actually published by Us Weekly magazine, that Natalie Morales and Willie Geist had been fired from the Today Show. Well, Today says, no, that's not true. They're still very
Who's
much
Willie
employed.
Geist? What does he do?
He does that third hour of the Today Show.
Oh, okay.
You may not. I don't know if you see him because we're probably on the air.
Yeah.
But NBC is staying firm that they have the best team in the morning and they're continuing to compete with Good Morning America. Now, Ray Rice, remember him? Oh, yeah. His storyline is coming to Law & Order SVU. Chad Coleman is guest starring on the show as a high-profile sports figure accused of hitting his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Life imitating art.
Well, that's
art
what they
imitating
do.
Exactly.
Dick Wolf says, ripped from the headlines.
Ripped from the headlines.
Hugh Laurie is coming back to TV, Jen.
Yeah, isn't that exciting? He's going to go to Veep. Right?
Veep.
On HBO.
Right.
Yeah. He'll be on the fourth season of that show, according to TVGuide.com.
51 after on Good Day.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Doug Steffen, Good Day program. Yes, the Money Pit, hosted by Tom Kreitler and Leslie Segretti, heard by millions of Americans around the country every weekend, helping you make your home a better place to live, to sleep, to work. If you work at home, any of those things, you can call Tom anytime at 888-MONEY-PIT for a question. You got a question? He's got the answer. If he doesn't have the answer, he'll come up with a snappy answer anyway.
We make one up that's so good, you'll have no
idea.
You'll
believe it. You'll believe it. All right, so we have questions from listeners in just a moment here on Good Day.
This is Ann.
Smells good.
From the bakery to the market, morning after morning. For Ann's restaurant, the best special starts with today's freshest catch. That's why she stops at Exxon and Mobil for fuels that help her engine run cleaner, smoother, and with better fuel economy. Because Ann's already got enough on her plate.
Order up!
Ann is energy. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more information.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
All right, Money Pit. Questions and answers. Questions from you, answers from Tom. Here's Tim, no relation to Tom or Ted, who wants to know about light fixtures. He's got a light fixture with a tag saying not to use larger than 75-watt light bulbs. Is it safe to use an LED bulb rated for 100 watts?
Yeah. The thing is, the wattage warnings on light fixtures are based on heat that would be generated by incandescent bulbs. But since LED bulbs generate a lot less heat for the equivalent wattage, you can certainly use the equivalent wattage and probably even higher wattage in an LED bulb than you would in an incandescent bulb. Right. I don't think the fixtures have caught up yet. That's going to take a while to kind of sort out as the incandescent bulbs are phased out. But certainly the LED bulbs don't generate nearly the amount of heat that the incandescents did.
So the answer to your question, sir, is yes, you can use it.
Yes.
Margaret has a vinyl floor in her kitchen, has yellow stains on it that have bled through from whatever is underneath it, probably a piece of plywood, I'm going to guess, right? She's trying to do laminate flooring. What does that do for the stains or vice versa?
Well, I think she's concerned about the stains coming through the laminate. That's not going to be an issue. And generally, when you get those yellowish stains in vinyl floor, that's a chemical reaction that happens between things you put on top of the floor. Like, you know, some of us use those rubber-based back mats, like along the kitchen sink.
Yeah.
Those are really bad because the rubber reacts with the vinyl and causes an oxidation that causes it to yellow. And sometimes the adhesives from below will come up, but it won't go through a new laminate floor. It's a completely different material, and it's not going to permeate all of those layers. So if you're going to put laminate floor on, good move. You don't even have to remove the vinyl. Just go right on top.
All right. So let me ask you a question about that. Meredith has the farm next door. Has a little farmhouse there, and it has linoleum. Laminate is inexpensive, easy to put down.
Yes,
it is.
Pretty much click and lock today. You know, as long as the floor is relatively flat, if it's a really roly-poly floor, it's not going to work for that.
Yeah.
But if it's a relatively flat floor, it's very easy to install. You just have to cut it along the edges, and then you trim it. You leave about a quarter-inch gap between the laminate floor and the baseboard. Mm-hmm. Then you put shoe molding over it, and it pretty much just lays there based on its own weight.
Really?
Doesn't have to be glued down.
Got that. Andrew says the cement walkway along his house is pulling away. So there's a gap there. You see this all over the place when you're walking around.
Yep.
He says he's worried about water getting in the gap, and then it goes into his basement. What do you think?
So what I would do there, Andrew, is would use something called a backer rod, which is like a foam tube that you shove into that gap, and that will fill up some of that space. You press it down maybe a half inch below the surface of the concrete, and then you fill over that with a flowable urethane, which will be like a rubberized seal that will stick between the house wall and the walkway and keep the water out. But by putting the backer rod in, you're not pouring that urethane into a void that just goes and goes and goes. It gives it a surface to sit on top of.
All right, so there's three. Good piece of advice. Where else could you go on a morning and hear Tom Kreidler, unless you're listening to him on the weekend, come up with all this great information? You've got it here, and you didn't pay a nickel for it, folks. You didn't
pay a penny. Mrs. Tom Kreidler hears it all the time.
Mrs. Kreidler.
Yeah.
Right. Shut up.
Who's doing the work at home?
Enough of that.
Do you do the work at home, or does your wife do the work at home?
Oh, no, we all do work at home here.
Everybody does work at home.
We were hard workers, yep.
Really?
Absolutely.
Right. That's good. Nothing wrong with that. Okay, Tom Kreidler can be found by going to moneypit.com or call in a question to 888-MONEYPIT. 59 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.